You are listening to a Poetry Night podcast.
Poetry Night, Bellingham's oldest and largest poetry reading, brings you the best in local and international writing from poets around the world each and every week of the year. 40 featured poets, 12 monthly slams, and hundreds of up-and-coming writers and performers all make up what Jack McCarthy calls the best open mic on the West Coast.
Hello, everybody. So, I have a lot of new poems, and I'm going to read them.
I try to formulate them in some sort of logical order. I wrote it down. Here it is.
Okay. This is my new laptop.
That's really edgy.
Oh, very
much.
I spent a lot of money on it. I don't have a lot of money. I didn't before this. Thank you all for having me. You guys are beautiful. I don't think I've ever performed in this space, so I'm happy to be here. Okay, enough talking. So I'm working on a manuscript, and these are mostly page poems. So I hope that's okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this with my friend Ioka in Wisconsin on a dock at like 5 in the morning. Really drunk. It says, "Aha, birds, all the fish are gone. The lake went flush to the walleye, eyesore. Aha, falling bone star, here comes day now, sleeping lady horizon with her silhouette. And we say thanks to the feather duckies, do their peck peck gravel beak on a cigarette butt. And wobble bats do a peck peck on the lake bugs till morning goes to song. And we go thanks to the bye-bye moon, slurpy lake talk on that dock. To that patio new sun and hobo naked sailboats waddling for the pond. Thanks to the mystery firebugs in our pockets. Aha, we glow stick. Figure that in our whiskey-lipped trousers. Sip lightning flask against the waves. Aha, poets, you sleep for the yawning sky. We seen the stale tonsils of it and the gold fillings of those molars. We up, all misty mouth and bright. Aha, Madison, we West Coast and East Coast your Midwest ghost town. Do a dance on the construction dust so whirlwind and foreign. Do our loud magic and carry on in the street as we conjure ourselves complete, complete, subtle pair, complete, matching sightseer speech, dark eyes and bodies on the contrast. So naturally, in the spirit, we hear it easy. So we say open and laugh ourselves into the open. So open for the big land as we tiny speck ourselves from an aerial map and answer, yeah. We're here. Thanks. This was from a workshop that I did with Patricia Smith. I was just talking to Jim about Patricia Smith, and this is from a workshop that we did in Seattle. She was in Seattle. I don't know how it started, but spoken rim. Okay. It was always Sunday. Couldn't wait to get a gear bike. 18 gears. We had wheelies and tricks on BMX till the dirt jumps dissolved. Gear bike, pedaling with Kevin. Thompson's Hill was a giant's belly sideways with hairy moles all over it. They looked like sagebrush. We could ride there. Through the orchard, through panoramic heights, the back way. So we'd be adventurous, nobody wore helmets. The front of Thompson's Hill is soft desert silt and ancient softball stones left from when glaciers came, once when they made the Columbia. Kevin dared me to, actually told me not to, which was pretty much the same. So I stepped up, pedal on my gear bike, mountain charge, got the glacier stones on my rims, bent them up good, went donkey over the handlebars, did a dirt cloud at the bottom. Neighbor man saw the explosion. I had spilling knees and elbows, dirt hair and shoe sand. Everything was bees in me. Kevin walked my bike, a doped up pony. I was a zombie before brains, and the hill was in my stomach. Is everybody okay? All right. I didn't mean to start anything. No fights in the poetry venue. Okay? Poetry is not that serious. Next poem. Okay, this poem is called Stiff. If I can find it. Stiff. Stiff. The way I sleep. As if I'm looking for something. Like a car crash, rear end, sleep like whiplash, kinky neck. Now my numb leg, it is ready for dead. I'm part zombie, I think. My leg, it wants to eat your brains, or at least lick them. And I will let it do that, especially in the dark, when no one is whistling or hoping anymore. And your brains, according to the accordion playing the funeral waltz in my leg, taste like hot dogs and mixed meat, delicious and tempting, stout and iron-willed. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone about this. It will be kept in a time capsule under the tongue of my tombstone. Only the bitter roots will slur these words. Only the mute will hear them. Okay. Okay, so this next piece, these are all like really new, they're all kind of works in progress, but this piece is a letter for the Wright brothers. So the Wright brothers basically learned to be mechanics and were inspired to build an airplane from working on like printing presses and bicycles and all sorts of other machinery. So this is a letter from the machinery to the Wright brothers, after they invented an airplane, okay? Okay. Your hands grew calloused on us, grew mechanical in our grease. Our cold steel grins, nuts and bolts, iron butterflies you tune flight to. We are grounded, no wings for us, just graves now. Squawking blackbird poems on a chalkboard. Our gears, our spokes, unspoken they be. Our place in this lineage will never be airfoil, will never be glory talk or congratulations, will never be prop or three-axis control the history books lick their lips with. We will be labor and sparks. Experiments for genius. Test tubes the world will warp in. Look how the fingerprints we need for skin glisten on our chrome backs. Pearlescent beetles holding your brother work, your heavy quest for flight. You look good in your Da Vinci suits. Frame your shoulders nicely, like there are wings. Gadgets, production drones for the bar wing, our motor mouths fish kiss the air, suck wind to be cooled. In that building place, in the way our parts go robotic, you have seen the future. Our RPMs are perfect. When you stretch our sheet metal, our tire spokes, our pistons and drive shafts into your metal glider, name our parts. Let the teachings of our humble experiment bodies resonate on the record. Alchemized, mechanized, ugly study, dream incubator, trial and error supply. Thanks. Okay. You guys still with me? All right, I'm with you. I'm here. Okay. This is a real place. There is an abandoned pig farm just north of here. Within the anemic bone structure of its old barns, the birds mimic the sound of busy feeder troughs, scattering hooves heard in the chirps of barn swallows. Their wings swallow the drafts and rafters. I heard them, ghosts. Their breath, in between drips from the roof, snow begging to collapse it. An asylum on the acreage. The farmhands have been committed. Their therapy, to walk the pigs and stalk the feed. Who knows what fantasies have scraped the walls of this place? When the ranchers put them to slaughter, do the beasts go crazy? Do they mindless shudder into the slaughterhouse? The slaughterhouse, red on the outside, sun reflecting against it, turning it to gold. Its bricks look heavy, liquid weight, fat in pig blood. The swallows, too heavy to fly, know the sound of slaughter, how a slit throat leaves the air. You got it. It's all good. Don't even sweat it. Does anybody need to pee? Break time? Oh, I got more poems. Hey, Anna. Good. Where'd Chauncey Burry go? Hey! Thanks, Sean. There's a lot of new people here. I grew up in the poetry world in Bellingham. I lived here from 2001 to 2003, and this is where I started reading poetry, actually, was at the Stewart's open mic. So this is always, like, nostalgic for me to come back here. Yeah, it's all right. This is a decent place to be.
It's all right.
All right. Yeah, who does anyway? Fucking trees. Yeah. Speaking of that, Dirty Talk Boom Sky. Why you rumble like that? What you hungry for, Boom Sky? Them gray frowns you hold all that rain in make the babies uneasy. Make us zombie rise in our sleep to your uneven bass drums. About your frowns. They not so scary anymore. Maybe they're not frowns. Maybe they're just dish rags and tired of wiping up our horizon. All them nasty spills. Bring out your frowns. Spill us out. Why you rumble that way? Why you boom on my bedroom window? Why you M80 dreams like that? Watch your sparks. Talk about the sky. Tell it like you've been it. It's the baby sleeping, isn't it? You like they soft breath better when they new eyes open to your frown dark dish rag brow. You like how the tears match. Midnight those wailing armies in rumble beds. Go boom and flash, ping, ping, flash, boom your dirty talk on my pillow. Your early morning smells like salt and blood. Static now, back to the bowling cave you rolled out of. Iron lung, raspy whisper, machine gun, drip dance, straight pipe chopper, rumble up there. Carnivorous pinata wanting for the pop. We are here, waving our beat sticks and fists. Rods erected to receive your candy bolt strikes that flash so taffy in a licorice night. What you hungry for? Why you want our chest plates with your percussive yop? Why should we be a part of your bowling cave loneliness? Leave those pins alone. Crash down here now.
We see you reaching. Sad your touchdown is faster than we blink. We have cousined your charge into our walls and strung conduits of that family secret everywhere. When will you call us back? Talk about the sky. Talk about the line and how it crackles. Talk about the static. Talk about our fireworks and how they mock you. You come early now. We just watch and listen. Some can't handle that kind of chemistry. The ocean is plastic. When you see the test samples of stagnant bay sludge, say pond water, city dump puddle? Answer, ocean, sky, toy squid bits, starfish beaks mixed with harbor grease, a sunken bow, starboard, oil freighter, albatross barking at the waves. The rusted beach rebelling back to sea. A hook baited for the spoiled beast. When you see it, the ocean in a bottle, let it remind you of the space you take, of your guts, of the buoyancy in your tongue. Dip it in. Taste how similar the saline is to blood.
Yeah. Moon poem. Okay. All right. So I was writing these like... Well, this poem is actually like a, it kind of goes with the Boom Sky poem. This is actually the first poem, and then the Boom Sky poem followed it, but this was the first step into some writing in that voice, like that Boom Sky poem. Anyway. Okay. To the moon. Hey, moon! Yeah! I see you, glowing boomerang glory hole in the sky, rippling on the pond and white. Don't you know you're the bastard asteroid caught in our orbit? Do you know what the sun calls your backside? You are a neon lily in the funeral bouquet of space. Yeah, I see you with your lemon meringue peaks and eating contest complexion. Do you know what the plankton call your reflection? Does it matter to you? What's the matter? How could you let us walk all over you, naked in the street? Even children stomp you from still puddles. They know your chalk dust tastes like powdered sugar and tea cakes, you snickerdoodle satellite Jew. Cookie puss sky mantle, dangling canvas, begging for our advertisements. Silly billboard moon, USA moon, flag waver moon, patriot moon. What a dutiful moon you are. Go ahead. Sleep late, moon. It is good for the sacks of pus that are mistaken for your eyes. And when you rise, shine your Buddha belly on the tinted windows of all our limos. We will be toasting you. Not because we love you, nor because any of us notice that you're really here. But because your libido tides wash through our sex organs like pipe music, and the color of our celebratory smoke matches your skin tone.
Do you hear our howls when you are full? Gorged on the cycles, we are ready to devour you in ravenous moon blood, drill to your milk core, and douse ourselves in you for new fetish porn. Oh, moon. Silly ship-guiding Galileo face. Crusty clown makeup on that stage. Don't you know your white wax will melt under the spotlights? That your pedestal will come crashing down with the sky when all our oxygen is gone? The ice caps have turned their backs on you. They are melting too, carving new oceans in their rebellion. They will always bear your resemblance. Can you bear to see them go? When we train wreck into your craters and ditches, nurture us, crash moon. We will beg you for your bleached-faced bedsheets and hope for the Renaissance portrait of your breast to suckle the night once again.
Nice. Okay. Maybe like two more? Okay. You guys want to play? Okay. But you have to play along. This is going to get really weird and crazy. I'm going to do some weird stuff. But it's going to be fun. And you have permission to play along, okay? This is called exercising language. I've never done this here before. Are you ready? I need your help, though. Hello? Yeah. All right.
When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it.
Imagine.
Do it.
Imagine.
When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it.
Imagine.
Do it.
Imagine.
When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it.
Imagine.
Do it.
Imagine.
When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it.
Imagine.
Do it.
Imagine.
Ready? Action now, your rubbery limbs, and bend and stretch. Go, rubbery limbs. Jelly roll now, bumper car, your fist. Wind sprint body, yard dash body. Do it.
Imagine.
Bagpipe your noodle. Yeah, that's your brain. Go do it.
Imagine.
Everybody, Ferris wheel your knees. Everybody, look how funny it sounds. Do the asking price glance and the backwater silt. Go ponytail with your long hair now and do it.
Imagine.
Bang your head till it looks like a buzz cut. Do it.
Imagine.
Get horsey on your horse, Siggy Siggy Pack vendor. Watch your step. Now watch your step. Shake your arms like a bank robber. Big bills, big bills. Shake your head like a pony, don't comb my mane. Now backspin, do the car wash, slide and slide. No pressure, just steam. Go belly with your charm dance, automatic like a snake charmer. Listen for the whistle, do it till it blisters. Jitter in your rocking chair, break the porch. Now curse the air, put your curses in the air. Make your eyes go bald, do it till they're blurry blank stare. Don't cry in the corner of your mouth no more. Make a happy face, like a nose chain dangling across your cheek. Old brain soup cooker, do it in the kitchen with your dirty spoons and root beer. Show your stuff, so dirty dancer. Punch bowl a cave in the middle of your living room dance. Do it with your living room guests. Go body, holy mug of dust. Go astronaut, go purple. Go do it, body, do it. When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it,
imagine.
Do it,
imagine.
When I say do it, you say imagine. Do it,
imagine.
Do it,
imagine.
Yeah, you guys are dope. Okay, I got one more poem. Thank you so much. You guys are very lovely. I love coming here. It's always like home. It's like, it is like a living room, right? And we do it with our living room guests. You know what I'm saying? Word to the birds. Hi. Are you having fun? Did you dance? Awesome. Okay, that's not it. I'm waiting for Bill. Bill's collecting bills. Bill collector. You're the big collector. Big bills. Big bills. All right. Maybe it starts in the bed of a pickup. Maybe it's out in space. Some dust particle, ion charged, pulling it all together. Maybe it's in our gums and the way they bleed when floss is applied. Or the way a baby tooth aches like childbirth before it's yanked free. When blood vessels are released to run veins like a dog track. Optimist is so close to optometrist. Always looking for the best way to see things. Stay focused. This is about miracles. The anointing water is hatching mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are biting the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is bumpy now and itchy from bites. Bites are growing as the Holy Trinity can't resist scratching them. The scratch marks resemble the lashings on Jesus. There's a miracle in there somewhere. Maybe it's between the slats in the bed of that pickup, or where all that fancy stardust is just gray lumps of spider imitator. Maybe it's in the root down to the nerve, like how a chipped tooth will tell you you have a face, a holy water face, three-dimensional. This is your Trinity, your lashes holding in miracles, an optical Jesus looking for the best way to see things, optimal. The body sings audible inside its case. Miracle music maker, put your ear to the world. Hear the tide break in your shell. How incredibly wave you are. Listen for the gulls in your gullet and the chain clanging on the flagpole. You waving your independence, you driftwood journey. Listen to yourself go, meep, meep, meep. Don't be alarmed. It's the sound of awakening. Beep, animal sound, nothing sound. Oh, ding. Feel the cabin pressure going up. Can you hear the elevator music? It's the radio in your frontal lobe, the slight twang in your right brain. Listen, catch the prism. You are a rainbow xylophone, second grade symphony, the ping, ping, dong. Beautiful melody that goes swing set, tire swing, monkey bars on the music scales. Shed your scales now, bird. Pretty rainbow, pretty prism, spectrum, spectacle. See it clear. Optometrist, stay focused. This is about miracles. What lenses we view the world with, and silhouettes, in the bed of a pickup truck, settling with the dust. Thank you very much. Y'all are lovely. Come talk to me. I give free hugs. My chat books are $5, though.
The Poetry Night podcast is directed by your host, Robert Houston, and is produced by yours truly, Andrew Cole. This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at the Anchor Cafe in downtown Bellingham. Visit the Poetry Night website at www.poetrynight.org to subscribe to this podcast, or for a list of upcoming features and events, archived interviews and shows, and a library of poems from writers around the Northwest.